This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I think we've just settled into, and maybe this is the way it's always been, and social media just crystallizes this. No one's 100% good or 100% bad. All of us, like 98% of us, are somewhere in between the two extremes. So, like for instance, so this is not bad or good person, but I just mean in terms of the job I thought they did. Like, you can say I thought Andrew Berry had a good job, even if it did a good job in the draft this last weekend, even if you don't think he's done a good enough job the five previous years. Like, sure. It is entirely possible to compliment somebody that you don't believe in otherwise.
Well, but I think this goes more to the idea that it always appeared Shador was kind of like born for this type of franchise quarterback role, with the idea that he gets all the other things. Now, he needs to play well, obviously. He needs to be a good quarterback to go with it. But all the other parts of being a franchise quarterback, the being in the community, the being a leader, the working out, and like first guy in, last guy out mentality, like, he's always checked those boxes off. That's why he impressed so many people at Colorado.
All right, we're going to get to the Guardians here in just a second, because we want to react to what Al Pal had to say here in a moment. But just one final note here. If after today I'm officially decreeing, because I'm now going to be the gatekeeper on this stupid topic, if you're a sports talk show host that talks 100 humans versus a gorilla, from this point forward, you're officially hack.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
I thought the topic was a bit hacky in the first place, considering, like, it's not a bad July topic. Yeah. It's not a bad June topic. But when you're like 2 days removed from the NFL draft, I thought it was a little bit hack, but there was a lot of funny stuff. I thought Ken and Anthony, it's a lot of funny stuff with their back and forth on it. So I'm not just trying to say that the topic in general bad, but now, like, I'm seeing NFL Network, The Replacement Crew with Ross Tucker, whom
I was going to say, that's your guy right there.
Hey, guys, we've all made the rounds. Everyone's done a bit on it. Ha, 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 ha. We all have takes on it. We're done.
Well, it's all about when you retire it, right?
It needs
to be retired. I think most people will. I think the idea that you are exhausted by it, enough people are as well.
Because here's the thing. Ken and Anthony tend to be in the anomaly on this. Like, they did a funny bit on it. A lot of the stuff I've seen on it is just not funny. Or it's the same thing that everybody's saying. Right,
I think he had it right the first time. It's a July bit.
Now, that being said, now that I've declared that, if you're trying to start having that topic today going forward, it is hack. I'd like to point out that I'm so glad that Tanner Bibee had a nice start last night, because it totally took all the wind out of Jeff Passan's sail of the article that he had.
Yeah,
that Tanner's rough start is one of the five. That he's one of the five players in baseball whose slow starts in baseball worry him.
So I think if we were to ask Jeff Passan today, though, Solon's own Jeff Passan, he would stand by the article and he'd stand by what he wrote, because a lot of it was not off the suggestion of outcome more than anything. It was more about what his pitches aren't doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes his fastball, a slower slider, a changeup in five starts. Now he's got six, but in five starts, Bibee had only generated 39 swings and misses, which is obviously not a lot. And so I don't think it was without merit that he put this out there, but it was really nice that Tanner Bibee had a good night, because it does kind of shut him up just a little bit.
I mean, I think if we're looking at his numbers, if those numbers carried from the first five games into last night, I think the Jeff Passan thing could have been a little bit like wildfire and gotten us a little in panic.
I mean, well, strikeouts are down, walks are up, his home runs allowed are as high as they've ever been.
Because what you're saying is there is valid reason to have the conversation.
Yes, yes, kind of like how when I defend Nolan Jones, I can do so with the idea that although he has not been hitting the ball great, his exit velocity, as we talked about with Alpau, is one of the league's best, and like there's reasons why he's going to look better than maybe what his average on base percentage slugging suggests.
I mean, when we start talking about slow starts for the Guardians, guys, I had a John Kensi home run over the weekend, and then he got another hit last night. I got another hit in the last game that I saw him in the lineup, and I'm like, we got two hits in like four games. We're back. Where he is just this side. And by the way, his numbers are the ones that should terrify you.
Yeah, they're not good.
If you look, I mean, does he have a walk yet this year? I don't think he has a walk yet this year. And he's been a predominant player for them since opening day.
I like that we can't get Mac to do any research ever. But if you're like, hey, does John Kensi know well? Does he have a walk? And Mac immediately is to the computer.
I mean, just like this is his.
When you get that answer for us, Mac, you let us know that deep dive, that analytical research that you have there.
He has two.
Oh, what? I told you. He's coming around.
Real where were you when moments. How could you forget those two walks, Nick?
So it's so weird. Like, there aren't a lot of slow starts. I do think the Tanner Bibee stuff, it's one of those things of when you bring up the peripheral numbers or the movement data or the velo, like, those things start to concern you. But overall, like, at 16 and 13, I'm definitely in the zone where, no, I'm just chilling with the Guardians on a nightly basis, and I'm not like... It's not like when Austin Hedges used to come to the plate, like April 3rd, when he was this everyday catcher, and I'd be like, this mother, I can't believe. Like, I don't think there's anybody, outside of maybe John Kensi, that right now I feel that way about in the lineup or in the rotation or in the bullpen.
Which is kind of sad. I kind of wish we had more of an urgency attached to the team. You know, I kind of wish we, because it sounds like, I'm with you. Gavin hasn't been as great as what we've historically seen. Bibee hasn't been as great as what we've historically seen, but neither one has been horrible.
Yeah, and neither it's of just, the none of their stuff is making you wonder that they're hurt.
No.
It's just young guys learning to pitch at the big league level, which, oh, by the way, it's early in the season. That's where you do it.
I guess the slower slider would be maybe a tip of something with Bibee, but we don't need to go too far into that. It's just they're just playing less than what they typically do, and it's okay. It's a long season. They'll be fine. I am a little worried about this being the end of Carlos Santana, though.
No, is it bad that I'm just playing on the same?
I think he's just eating a bunch of at bats is all it is. But it's just not. He's a good defensive first baseman at this point. He's really not doing anything offensively.
I hate to be that guy, but it's Santana in March, April, and May. Like this is Carlos. Hey, by the way, he's gotten a couple hits recently too. So maybe I'm just being a Carlos stan, but like. Okay,
it hasn't been pretty.
It hadn't been. No. But that's Carlos in April and May. No.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is it bad that I can just fall back on that, and that's like a panacea? It doesn't mean it's accurate.
Yeah, no. When June comes, when June, July comes, and I want you to keep that same energy. But I don't. Because I've been worried. I've been worried the entire time that we were at the end of Carlos Santana, and that he was going to just turn into a good defensive first baseman that can't really hit much, and he hasn't really disproven that.
I mean, if he's a 250 hitter and he hits 22 home runs this year, it's a massive success.
I know, but he's not. That's the problem.
So if he had five homers like Hosey did, is three more homers, would that make you feel better?
It's not just about hitting a quota of home runs or anything like that. He's hitting 216, 299. He's slugging 294.
I mean, he's got a 593 OPS. That's almost 600.
Yeah, okay.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hasn't been pretty. When you're slugging under 300, there's not much I can say for you.
You know, I actually can tell you the player that I whose slow start actually does concern me, and it's Rokio.
Okay.
And mostly because...
Because of his platinum blonde hair?
That platinum Rokio, is just, it's not working.
The killer just, shades that he had on as well?
Maybe go red from here.
You know what? I thought about it a little bit. With red Rokio? Having the platinum blonde hair and then going to the shades, I think he was almost doing like the scene in Tin Cup where McAvoy puts like the T behind his ear and just tries to get as crazy as he possibly can and look as silly as he can to maybe get him out of a little bit of a funk.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Rokio was going for.
Well, but here's the thing. He went to the platinum thing and the glasses way too early. Like you were.
He was in a funk.
Yeah, well, but you were playoff Rokio. And I guess maybe that's like now that we've seen him come back and he's an inconsistent player defensively, he's an inconsistent base runner, he's a wildly inconsistent hitter. Playoff Rokio so far in the rearview mirror, it's like, all right, I get we're giving this kid a chance here, but Arias is hitting. Juan Brito, when he was healthy,
Arias is having a
was
great
raking.
Season.
Like, Angel Martinez, if he's not in center field when Lane Thomas comes back, is certainly doing some good stuff.
I even like what Schneeman's doing this year.
I mean, and now granted, when Lane Thomas comes back, John Kensie will probably go to AAA. But Angel, like... It just makes more sense to me, put Lane in center field, Angel at second base, and then Arias at short, and either Rokio goes to AAA or becomes a super utility guy.
Yeah, I just feel like we're treating the season like it's a lazy river ride. And that's okay. Maybe they've earned it. It's just we're just kind of coasting with this season.
I think you're right, but that's where, like, if you're three games above 500, that's where you should be, right? Like, and maybe I'm starting to fall back on the Tito principle that if you were around 500 when you got in June, I just expected the team to come alive. But that's kind of where I am of like, if you stick around 3 to 5 games above 500, no one's running away with this division. 3 to 5 games are around.
Tigers look really good to start, though.
They look good, but they're also a team. Look at that offense. I heard Baskin and Phelps' breakdown of like, man, if they fix Torkelson, it's like they still are like three hitters short.
They did a Torkelson breakdown?
They did a very – it was like a three-minute Torkelson moment that I thought was maybe the highlight of that show that I heard it on. But like, no one's running away with this division. Like, you're right, by the way. We are absolutely – this is a lazy river and we're just, you know, good time Johnnies out here. I think it's kind of the way we should be with this team. I think they're right where they need to be. And oh, by the way, I say that – because I think the lineup has another gear to get consistency-wise. I think the rotation has another gear to get consistency-wise. So does the bullpen.
I mean, the rotation, in my mind, can only go up moving forward.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Logan's given you a lot better starts. Logan Allen, more than I thought.
We both expected a lot more out of Ortiz, and we didn't get it.
But again, like they...
Bybee and Gavin are both much better pitchers than what they are.
But you've gotten glimpses. And I think early in the season,
well, that's
if
we're
you're
saying,
still
that's
winning...
That's why they're saying we're only going up here.
Absolutely. So, like... Now, at some point, you need one of these three parts of your team to be dominant. You either need the bullpen to be dominant, you need the rotation to click into gear, or you need the offense to do it. You do need some part. You can't just be, it's a pretty good bullpen, pretty good rotation, pretty good lineup. You do need something elite out of those trios to like make it work. But, yeah, as long as they're above 500, I think I'm pretty cool with where they are right now.
Yeah, I thought the bullpen would be something that we could latch onto, and then you even hear last night. You heard last night with Stephen Vogt, and just not even with Class A was just so. It's just so weird. They put him in the ninth in a tie game, and then afterwards he just is like, "I'm not well. He's not. Yeah, he's still our closer. He's still our guy." And it just I don't know what they're doing there. I don't. But there's just so many good. There's so many good pieces to the bullpen. The bullpen still has to be the elite part. You're talking about the three. The bullpen still has to be the elite.
Mike Alixa of. CBS Sports says that last night was Emmanuel Clase losing his starter's job or his closer's job. So we'll see. 216-474-0092. Which slow starts actually concern you for the Guardians, and this cannot be what the NBA signed up for, and yet it's become a real problem, and it reared its head last night in the NBA in the playoffs. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.